Bottom of the ninth to lift the Nationals past the White Sox 6-4 in Washington, D.C. Jose Abreu and Wellington Castillo hit back-to-back home runs in the eighth to tie it for Chicago again before they drop it by a score of 6-4. Cardinals-Reds game postponed last night because of rain. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader on August the 31st when Cincinnati is scheduled to return to Busch Stadium to face the Cardinals again. The teams finish this series today. Dakota Hudson opposes Cincinnati's Anthony DeSclafani. The Cardinals are in need of a fifth starter. The club optioned Genesis Cabrera. That was an exodus for Genesis. Back to AAA Memphis after his 4 2/3 performance on Tuesday, which was horrible. Right-hander Ryan Helsley takes Cabrera's place on the active roster and is immediately available out of the bullpen. Now, candidates to take over the fifth starting spot in the rotation include Michael Wacha, Daniel Ponce de Leon, Jake Woodford, and Alex Reyes. Police in Florida investigating a robbery at the home of Jets running back Le'Veon Bell. How many girlfriends did you ever have at one time? One?
One.
He had two, and they both stole, allegedly, $500,000 in jewelry from him.
Of course they did. Dope.
He didn't play last year. He sat out in a contract dispute with the Steelers.
Yep.
Now he's with the Jets getting his stuff stolen. Goes to show you one girlfriend's enough.
That's enough. I wonder if they just divided it equally amongst themselves.
Yeah, you know.
Cheating on me? Here, you take this.
Yeah, one. $500,000.
Right.
Here's a watch. I'll take the necklace.
Yep.
Indians starting pitcher Carlos Carrasco is on the 10-day injured list after being diagnosed with a blood condition. Team says the 32-year-old right-hander is stepping away from the baseball activities to explore treatment and recovery options. A timetable for his return has not been set, but the Indians say they expect him back at some point this season. And, Scott, that's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
All right, thanks, Doug. We take a quick break back with your 5-day forecast. It comes up next.
I'm starting with a look at things happening around town. There will be a Tanner Tough Fun Run on June 29th with sign-up being from 9 until 10:15 at DeBerg. Kickstands up at 10:30, then off to Monticello Bowl and Lounge, Powerhouse Pub in DeWitt, the 217 Roadhouse Bar and Grill in Atlanta, and finishing up the run at KT's Corn Crib in Latham. There'll be a live auction, and all proceeds will benefit the Tanner Tough Fund. For information on this event and other events, please visit DecaturRadio.com.
Celebrate Father's Day by registering him to win an awesome prize package from the House of Meats in Decatur. We'll take a qualifier each day during the week of June 10th during Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. The grand prize winner will be drawn on June 14th and will win a package of various meats from the House of Meats. Celebrate Dad this Father's Day by registering him to win a prize package of meat from the House of Meats. We'll start registering names the week of June 10th during Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101, with the winner's name being drawn on June 14th. Good luck.
Bus Boom and Wolf. No snooze button and no drive-in music. 6 a.m. means 6 a.m. Now, here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Right now, time for a look at your 5-day forecast. Looking at cloudy skies today with a high of 85. On Friday, sunny skies and a high of 83. Saturday, partly sunny, then a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 82. On Sunday, chance of thunderstorms and a high of 81. And then on Monday, sunny skies and a high of 77.
Right now in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees, Taylorville 66, Shelbyville reporting in at 64, Sullivan 64, and Clinton 66 degrees. And right now the WAND TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area shows no rain anywhere in our listening area this morning, and throughout the entire state really no rain except for a little bit of a couple small showers down around the Pinckneyville area in deep southern Illinois. And Scott, that's a look at the weather. Is there something behind me?
No, I've got a problem that I'm working on here.
It's, okay.
Yeah.
You look over my shoulder, and I was like, uh-oh, am I about to be shot?
No, I'm looking at your microphone, and I may be over there fiddling with it in a
How's
minute.
How's it look?
It's.
How do I look?
You look fine.
Thank you.
Great, Doug.
Yeah.
He's going to fix my microphone while I talk to Mike.
Yeah, that's what I want
Mike.
You to do.
Mike?
Is it damaged?
Mike. Which mic?
No, it's a setting. All right, let's get to Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm.
Herb Talk!
Thanks for pinning the needles down. And let's get to your disclaimer so we can get talking to everybody about stuff.
Very good. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hi. Hey, my name's Mike. Which Mike were you talking about? That Mike or this Mike? Or the Mike?
Oh, his Mike.
Microphone Mike.
I thought you were talking about my microphone. You are talking about
his
my
microphone.
What do you see that's wrong with it? Well, let's go back. Joint health. You wanted to ask him about joint health?
Yes.
Oh, you want to do that right off the bat?
Yes.
All right.
Let's get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Okay. Because I'm going to be talking about the barbecues, everybody, too. So we're going to talk about that. Joint health. Probably the very first best thing that I do would be to look at the curcumin products.
Okay.
Because curcumin is known to bring down inflammation. There's actually a study to show that it helps to regenerate cartilage. So if you do have, like I think the caller was mentioning bone on bone, I will tell you over 30 years ago, I was supposed to get a knee replacement. My knee was really degraded and giving me a rough time. I'd had a injury when I was in high school. I used to play ice hockey and kind of tore the heck out of my knee, and it was never been right. There's a lot of things you can do. One of the things that I really like is the Genicol product. It's 100% or 99.999% because there's nothing that's absolutely 100%. But 99.999% bioavailable. It supplies you with all of the collagens. There's a lot of different types of collagens, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I went to collagen and carbondale.
But collagen is basically the amino acids or the protein that makes up all of your tissues. It's even in your skin and your bones. I mean, it's the infrastructure. It's the steel girders that make up your body, that holds your body together. Otherwise, you'd be just a puddle. Can you imagine yourself without collagen? You would be a puddle on the floor. So, and, you know, that might not be good. That might not be a good thing. So Genicol is one of the leading brands. You've probably heard of the type 2 chicken collagen. We have drink mixes. We have all kinds of different brands. But I'll tell you a little story. A rep brought in, you know, and reps bring things in all the time. I'm like, yeah. Well, let me try it because, you know, I like to vet everything. I like to double check and try everything.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, even the feminine libido products. I mean, I'll try those. You know, let's see what they do. Sometimes that gets a little scary, but it's still, that's why they say I'm beyond help. Okay, Mike, let's try FemT. Okay, we'll try that. Anyway, so I was trying this Genicol stuff, and the rep said take 3 pills before you go to bed at night, and, you know, it'll start regenerating and helping your body give you the nutrients that you need to regenerate your collagen and your bones and all that. And I'm like, yeah, right. I took 2 pills because I thought, well, you know, I'll just try 2. 3 seemed like an awful lot to take. And you're supposed to take it with water because the collagen kind of needs that in the mechanism. So, you know, you drink a little glass of water, take these 3 pills, and you go to bed, and you wake up the next morning. Well, I woke up the next morning not thinking about anything. I got up, and I'm like, something's different. Oh, my knee's not hurting. It had done that much in that short a period. I really needed it. So I called the rep. I'm like, is this for real? You know, and later in the day, my knee did start hurting again or aching a little bit. And I thought, okay. So I took it for a while, and it really, really helped. We have it in liquid form. We have it with the glucosamine chondroitin, which are some other, those are actually basically sulfate salts. And again, you got to be careful with some of this stuff because they can actually, I guess I could say, water it down. Or, you know, put additives in there like salts and things like that to make it a lot less expensive. So if you're buying like a generic or mass merchant brand where they're not really watching the quality, you can kind of get ripped off on this stuff. So sometimes you got to pay a little bit more, but it's well worth the money. Because glucosamine sulfate and the chondroitin, those can kind of be an issue. And also the chondroitin, you know, remember that comes from shellfish. So if you have allergies and stuff in that area, you want to watch that too. And we have some that are so shellfish free. That's a hard one, Doug.
Shellfish free.
Yeah. Okay. And then the MSM, methyl sulfonylmethane. You like that, Doug? Methyl sulfonylmethane. Hey, Scott.
Sounds explosive.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, like TNT. That's actually the sulfur. It's the source of sulfur that your body needs for all these mechanisms, too. Your body does use a lot of sulfur. So We have supplements. There's a joint health supplement from Nature's Plus, which I really love because it has the anti-inflammatories like the curcumin I was talking about. It has the glucosamine, chondroitin, the MSM, the kitchen sink. I mean, it's got everything in it. The green lip muscle, the sea nettle. I mean, there's a lot of things where you get all these really good sources of nutrients. So that's a really good one. So kind of like my big three are the curcumin for that instant, you know, the really rapid pain relief, the anti-inflammatory, the everything but the kitchen sink formulation with the glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and then of course the Genicol, and that one is the collagen. Now we've got, like I said, we got a lot of other products. If you just want glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, or just glucosamine, I really wouldn't recommend, you know, and again, I'm not trying to prescribe or diagnose, but educating you, I really wouldn't recommend just getting glucosamine or just chondroitin. I would get glucosamine, chondroitin with the MSM. I think you'll go a lot further with that because they kind of work together in conjunction. Actually, for pets, we also have some really good supplements. I used to always supplement because I had a dog that had kind of a hip dysplasia or, you know, bad hip. And I would give my dog the glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, the adult human. And actually, pets usually require a little bit more, but it's best to look at the package or talk to your vet, qualified healthcare practitioner for your dog. Particularly if it's really little or really big, you need to adjust the dose and make sure that you're not underdoing it or overdoing it. But for humans, again, one big bing, 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 bad thing, don't drink a lot of soda if you have joint issues because of the way that phosphoric acid and some of the things that are produced, you know, cut back on that. Obviously, you know, a lot of people say, well, milk doesn't really do that much, but I think if you get a good whole milk or dairy products that are organic and whole, those can be beneficial. Vitamin D is another one that is really good. It's so inexpensive, and, you know, it has with your joints and your bones and all of that. Now, if you actually have a lot of bone issues, you know, where you have bone density, and sometimes that's an issue too, and that can kind of affect the joint, you very well might want to look into like some of the bone products, the calcium. And again, get an algae base. Don't get, you know, you don't want to lick the gravel in your driveway, Doug. You know, you really want to get the calcium from like an algae or something. Obviously, and this is an example I give. Where do you want to get your iron from? Licking the rust off of your car or from spinach? Where do you want to get your calcium from? Eating chalk or from a sea vegetable? So this is kind of the idea behind this bioavailability and looking for really good supplements that are really going to get into your body and let your body do what it needs to rebuild it. Now, here's the downside. It's going to take a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. Generally, you will start getting pain relief like I did, you know, within maybe 24 hours or within a few hours, or sometimes even after you take the curcumin, like after 20 minutes, you're like, I feel a little better. But according to Dr. Andrew Weil, when you're doing joint healing, you really need to give it about 90 days, 3 or 4 months before you can sit down and go, oh my gosh, I'm really better. So it's a slow process. I mean, your bones, those are very dense. You do have vascularity. I think people, this is something that you might not know. You have vascularity. You have circulation in your bones. They're not a solid rock. They're actually a living organism. You have the osteoblast and the osteoclast that build up and break down that tissue and continually rejuvenate your tissue. That's why some of these bone density drugs, and I'm not going to really name them, but they don't work very well because they shut the whole mechanism down. Yeah, you stop the breakdown of the bone tissue, but you also stop the buildup. So your bones still get brittle and, you know, break and have all those issues. That's why those drugs really don't work very well. And when they first came out, we thought, oh man, this is going to be great. Now we're like, well, we still have the same issue. It just happens a little bit later on. It's even worse now. So again, according to the science, according to everything that I'm seeing and what all my doctor scientist friends are telling me, you know, you're nutritionally supporting your body with some of the proper nutrients, the calciums, and like we said, glucosamine, chondroitin, bringing in the anti-inflammatories, using antioxidants. This one formula that we have, joint formula, is absolutely awesome because it has the anti-inflammatories, the antioxidants, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, the collagens, like everything in it. You top it off with a little bit of a really good collagen, and then if you got a lot of pain, the curcumin. One last thing, because I think we might run out of time here with this little segment of the show, is don't forget about CBD. CBD, Doug. CBD, the cannabidiol. That is such a great pain reliever at higher dosages. And again, everybody's a little bit different, so I don't want to say, well, you know, usually you start with 10 or 20, maybe 50 milligram dose somewhere in there to really push it. But if you're in a lot of pain, that's a really good one, too. Another one, speaking of pain, because you do get pain with all this, the Corydalis is absolutely phenomenal. It's an adaptogen, a Chinese tonic herb, and it really helps with intense pain. In fact, it's equivalent to some of the narcotic pain relievers without all of the bad side of it. So that's something you can do. Again, you know, a good multivitamin helps a little bit, but actually you probably should get, you know, all of these building units. And there's even more things out there, but they kind of get a little bit exotic. But that's the core. Realize it's going to take some time. You're going to get some relief fairly rapidly. You may have to spend a little bit of money on the front side, but as you go along, you can get down to like what I do a minimum dose. So I may, you know, do the Genicol like every couple months because I don't really need it that much anymore. I still keep it in my diet. Obviously I take curcumin every day because I just love it, because it does, you know, everything. It doesn't wash your windows, but it does a lot of things for you, and it's anti-carcinogenic, good for your circulation, all that.
Let me ask this. I got to go back to Scott. The prior exit ramp that you passed.
Oh, yes.
For the folks that are interested in CBD but are worried about the fact that they may not pass a drug test.
Nope, no worries anymore. We do have some manufacturers that will guarantee that there is no THC in there. Actually, you should watch how much pepper you use on your table, because there is a lot of THC in that. So if you're worried about that, quit eating pepper too. So, or ask the people that are doing the drug test to realize that maybe their tests aren't as accurate as they should be either. So we need to start pushing the other way and say, hey, you know, I'm using the CBD. The feds allow 0.3% THC in here. I'm going to have a trace in my body. You need to allow for that, because I am using this phenomenal nutritional supplement that is helping me with my pain, and I don't want to use the narcotics and be all, you know, messed up at work. So where are you coming from with this test and how you're doing it? So we need to push back a little bit on that and get that straightened out. But we even have some that are from like oranges. We have CBD from, you know, all kinds. I mean, there's all kinds of sources. Echinacea, pepper, oranges. I mean, there's all kinds. There is CBD in a lot of different things. But no, we have some manufacturers that will absolutely guarantee that it is THC-free. And we even asked them, oh, you know, what about the drug test? And they're like, yeah, we'll stand by that. There's not very many, but there's enough if you have an issue. What I would suggest is never exceed the dosage. We had one gentleman that decided to take like 8 times the dosage on a whole extract of the CBD from the hemp. And of course, it's going to, the feds allow 0.3%. So dude was taking 8 times the amount that was suggested on the bottle. And he did have a little bit of an issue. But, you know, fortunately, where he was working, they're like, this is such a weird low trace amount. What's going on? He's like, well, I'm taking a supplement. They're like, okay, you know, cut back on whatever you're doing. We'll test you again. And obviously, it all worked out fine. So I think that's kind of one of those big fears that's been put out there. But obviously, you don't want to not pass a drug test and get in trouble that way. But I think we need to push back a little bit on that and say, hey, these tests maybe aren't as accurate as they should be.
All right, it's 6:30, Bus Boom and Wolf. We've got to get to the newsroom. And, of course, News This Hour is brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A man will serve a 4.5-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to shooting and injuring a random passing motorist in Decatur. Marcus Flagg Jr., who was 21, was sentenced in Macon County Circuit Court May 21st. A plea deal was negotiated by his attorney, in which he pleaded guilty to aggravated battery, which is a Class 3 felony. As part of the plea deal, some of the charges were dismissed by the judge, which included aggravated discharge of a firearm at an occupied vehicle and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. Decatur police said the shooting incident dated back to 2:30 a.m. on July 15, 2018. The victim told detectives that he had been passing through an intersection of East Stewart and North Warren Streets when he was waved down by a man who he would later identify as Flagg. The victim said Flagg leaned in through the passenger window and started asking questions that made him nervous. The victim then stated that the man produced a handgun and proceeded to point it at him. The victim then grabbed for the gun as he started to drive away, and as he did so, the man fired the handgun and resulted in striking the victim in the bicep and the hand. The 11th stop on the 2019 Road to the LPGA takes the Symetra Tour to Hickory Point Golf Club in the land of Lincoln for the 35th annual Forsyth Classic, presented by Decatur Park District from June 14th through the 16th. This will also be the final installment of the tournament. Creating the 144-player field in Decatur is a total purse of $200,000. Individuals are set to compete in a 54-hole stroke play format with a cut to the low 60 players and ties after 36 holes. The winner's share for the event is $30,000. Action will get underway at 7:30 a.m. all 3 days, with play starting off on tees number 1 and 10 in the first and second round. Other groups will head off to number 1 tee in twosomes for the final round, with a trophy presentation to follow on the 18th green. The new Illinois budget includes $500,000 for relief efforts in Taylorville for the aftermath of the tornado that struck the city on December 1st. Taylorville will use the funds to cover costs for things such as cleanup and other expenses as a result of the tornado. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and more, check out our website at DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing, from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Here it is, race fan.
Bacon Speedway
has fun, exciting wheel-to-wheel racing
every Saturday night
at Bacon Speedway.
Bring the entire family out to the area's premier motorsports facility.
Located in Bacon, Illinois, just 9 miles south of Decatur on US 51.
It's stock car racing at its very best.
On the fast 1/5 mile high-banked oval
every Saturday night.
It's a Hornets doubleheader this week at Macon and Lincoln Speedways. The Hornet Challenge pays $1,000 to the winner each night, Friday and Saturday, for the Ed Kane Trucking Hornet Challenge. The Saturday action at Macon Speedway is Caterpillar and DMH night, plus Pabst Blue Ribbon Diesel Truck and Little League night, featuring Decatur Building Trades Pro Late Models, BillingsleyReward.com Modifieds, Neil Tire and Auto Pro Mods, Sportsman, Archer's Alley Street Stocks, Micros, and the Ed Kane Trucking Challenge with $1,000 and a 6-foot trophy to the winner. Take the family to Macon Speedway, 9 miles south of Decatur, just west of Route 51 on Andrews.
Have you got a senior or a family member looking for a little help with daily living? Then come see a brand new community waiting to welcome them to the Affordable Assisted Lifestyle Community at Eagle Ridge. Your own apartment plus 3 meals daily, housekeeping, laundry, medicine management, scheduled transportation, and 24-hour emergency response. Enjoy our carefree living and have friends right next door. We can even offer a financial assistance program to help make this way of life affordable for anyone. Call now for a visit, 872-1282 Eagle Ridge, and Affordable Assisted Lifestyle.
Ashley Home Store's Memorial Day mattress sale is going on now. Hurry in and get any size mattress for the price of a twin mattress on select Ashley Sleep mattresses. Or save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get no interest for 6 whole years. You can't afford to miss one of the best Memorial Day mattress sales ever. Going on now with the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America, Ashley Home Store. 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. Ashley Home Store's Memorial Day sale is going on now. Don't miss summer's hottest deals. Hurry in today for your chance to save up to 30% or get no interest for 6 whole years. You can't afford to miss one of the best Memorial Day sales ever, going on right now, only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley Home Store. This is home. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by your local Mosquito Squad. The Squad is your original and most trusted mosquito and tick eliminator. Call the Squad at 919-9292 for your free quote for any of your outdoor pest needs. That's 919-9292 for Mosquito Squad.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for cloudy skies and seasonable temperatures, with highs today topping out in the low middle 80s. Tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with mild temperatures, lows falling into the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, highs topping out in the low 80s. That's a check of your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND TV. Have a great day.
Who knew that listening to your computer would be so much fun? Join the conversation anytime online at DecaturRadio.com. Now let's get back to more of Bus Boom and Wolf.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Of course, it is time for...
I thought you were passing gas or something when you paused there. You made a funny face. No, I didn't realize you were waiting for Mike.
I was waiting for Mike.
I was just watching that funny face, see how long it would last.
Well, didn't he make it?
Yeah,
kind of
he
a,
did. What were you doing over there, Scott?
I was waiting for you to yell.
I didn't know whether you had some indigestion or something. It was like you paused, then I was waiting. And
Captain Sunshine.
Usually Mike yells. So
Mike caught it. Mike caught it.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what's going on with
hey,
you,
Mike,
Scott?
We yes. got another barbecue
yes, we do.
Coming up. This looks like a good one.
Yeah. Again, it's really filling up. This is June 24th. It's a Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. Part of our summer barbecue series in partnership with executive chef Brian Pear. He is the executive chef at Milliken University. Here's the menu. Hand-patty gourmet burgers with Chef Pear's Gooder seasonings, chef's barbecue sauce, and garnishes. So I think, you know, again, you're thinking, yeah, hamburgers, but this is going to be something really, really special. I am looking forward to that. Spinach and pasta salad with garlic and olive oil vinaigrette. Portobello mushroom salad with creamy roasted red pepper dressing. Sauté of zucchini and peppers with Chef Pear's Gooder.
Some people call that sauté, right?
I know, but I like to say sauté. Yeah,
okay.
Because of the extra E on there.
I just didn't know.
Seasoning.
That's kind of like cheese toast or grilled cheese, you know.
Yeah. Toast, yeah, like El Dorado. I'm
That's
from
it.
Decatur.
I
it's
know.
Sauté.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, look at the time.
The sauté is sauté of zucchini and peppers. It's going to have his Gooder vegetable seasoning on it. And we've got like six seasonings now, and Chef keeps bringing them in, and Liz is like, oh, no, not another one, because it takes a lot of work to get that together, put it in the system, and get the blending and all of that set up. So anyway, next on the menu is roasted garlic and ham mashed potato with cheddar cheese and Chef Pear's
Boy,
Gooder.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does.
You can just give me the burger and a big glob of the mashed potatoes.
There you go. Yeah. And then guess what we're having for dessert?
I picked a heck of a time to go on keto.
Peach butter cake with honey. Wow. $25 per person. We do require reservations. Prepayment is required. Sorry, folks, if you show up that night and you haven't made a reservation and paid because it fills up, we really can't squeeze you in. I mean, fills up.
This is June 24th.
Yes, Monday.
6 to 8.
Well, and sometimes people stay a little bit longer because we have the fire pit. They get to sit out in the garden. If it does rain, we have the pavilion and we have the tea room restaurant.
But if you're hanging around still at 9 o'clock, you're calling the police and getting them out of there, right?
Not really. I'll just sit down and totally party with them, and they usually leave pretty fast after that. It doesn't take very long.
Okay.
I'll be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hi, I'm Mike. How are you?
Can I talk to you for an hour?
Yeah, can I talk to you? I'll sit here all night and talk to you about stuff if you want. Hey, can you want to go back in the woods? And after usually that, yeah.
You invite them back
into
the
sure,
woods?
Yeah. It's really spooky back there. I'll show them the little doll's head hanging in the on the walk. Yeah,
Stephen King.
Little Stephen King back in the woods, the pet cemetery, the whole bit. I'll give them the tour if they want.
All right,
and there are ghosts out there. That's part of the old Oregon Trail. We see weird things out there all
June
the time. I'm one of them.
June the 24th.
Yes, Monday, June 24th. And it's this year, 2019, I just noticed. They've got that, Liz put that on there so I would know what year it is.
Now, again, if you go for this, the peach butter cake with honey.
I got to say that.
Is peach, to die for.
Peach butter cake with honey.
Now see, all you would have to do is give me one of those gourmet
burgers. Yeah.
And I'd be able to nurse that thing for about a half hour.
Oh, you'll have to.
Because I eat those things slow just because of the taste.
Well, you could probably get, I imagine he's going to have enough for you to have at least two of them.
It was like last
night. They're going to be big.
Julie gave me like a pork burger last night.
Uh-huh.
It took me a half hour. Uh-huh. I worked that thing over.
You know what, Doug? Health-wise, you are supposed to eat a little slower and really chew your food, so that's very healthy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so
proud
of you.
I was enjoying every minute of it.
I am so proud of that.
Thank you.
proud of you with that. Real quickly, just along that same line, we do have the Christmas high tea, December 14th. Uh-huh. Don't forget to sign up for that. And you can give us a call at 217-429-1555. Again, that's 217-429-1555. We do have some other shows in the barbecue series. July 29th, we're going to be doing pork chops. August 19th, we're going to do sausages and brats.
Will they have peach butter cake with honey?
He'll probably, who knows what he'll have. Right,
so give me those again. You're going to have brats on one day. And
July 29th, these are all Mondays. Okay. July 29th, pork chops. August 19th, brats and sausages. September 16th, roasted chicken. And then August 21st, ooh, pork again.
That roasted chicken sounds mm-hmm. pretty good.
And he's doing something. He's going to be working with some local purveyors with using like Pepsi, soda, Dr. Pepper, putting that into some of the things, and also beer. We're going to do, I imagine the one with the brats and sausages will be beer.
That sounds good.
Based. Oh, yeah. Chef, I just love him. He's a really good guy, but he fixes, I mean, just, he it's simple, but it's, oh, it's the best food. And
it's gooder.
It's gooder. It's gooder food. So that's that on our what's going on at Merry Man. And, oh, by the way, we do have just a few plants left, and they're only a dollar. We're done. We're done for this season.
Oh, you got like tomato plants still?
I think there's a couple of them. Yeah, I might even just, some people come out and be like, hey, you know, here you go. So we're finishing up. We've got two little racks left.
I forgot to ask you about
that. Thousands and thousands of plants that we had. We had a great season. We sold a lot of plants. Yeah.
Well, with all the rain we've had, they should have been well watered.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of that, we've had plenty of water. It's been really good. I actually, you're probably going to kill me, but we probably need, I'd like to get a little bit more water maybe this weekend or something at night. I love it if it just like a gentle rain at night, no flooding, none of that. And that's what it needs to do for the rest of the summer, rain a couple times a week at night.
For me, I've done like pepper plants. I've done tomatoes in the past. For next year, planting purposes, What are the one or two plants that people seem to be buying the most, seem to be the most interested in?
Well, as far as like the herbs, it's basil's really big. Okay. They always buy a lot, although this year they didn't buy as much. But yeah, tomatoes are big as far as the vegetables. Tomatoes are really, really big. People love their tomatoes. Peppers, a little bit along that line, but you know,
I'm shocked I didn't get a tomato plant this year from you.
Yeah, I probably should have brought one in for you.
Probably sold it to somebody else.
Oh, I did. Yeah, remember last year?
Well, that was partially your fault. You not coming down to get it for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I put your name on it, and I think you've got a lot of friends out there, Captain Sunshine, because they were like,
"Hi, I'm here for Scott."
Yeah, I'm here for Scott. We kept putting plants. That's how we sold our plants this year. We said for Scott Busboom on everything, and they were gone like that first day.
That happens.
Yeah, yeah. You got a lot of friends out there. Oh, Scott likes this. I'm going to get it. We also have everlastings like American Status and the German Status.
Tell me what American status is.
A pretty bouquet. It's if you ever get a bouquet and it's got that, it's a really good, it'll dry really well. It's a really bright, like they come in purple, yellow, white, and it almost is papery. It's got a little tiny blossom. It almost feels like paper. Really cool plant.
It's like the flowers you would have given your first grade girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe something like that. Wouldn't yeah. But you'll flowers. See them a lot of times filling in bouquets and stuff.
That's
they
right.
use them a lot at the florist.
All right. So, we got to jump in here real quick.
Yes.
6:45, Busboom and Wolf. We'll be back. Final word with
Puck.
My King. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've been planning to build a pole barn or install a new metal roof, but you haven't quite gotten around to it. Mansi Metal produces quality metal roofing and siding right here in central Illinois. So there's no better time to install that metal roof or put up a building designed to last generations. Stop by our Mount Zion showroom and ask about a large selection of scratch and dent and pre-cut pieces in a variety of colors. As always, you can visit us at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A metal.com.
Chesapeake Seafood House has specials 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, they have lobster tail and fried shrimp for $19.99. Saturdays are for surf and turf. They've got steak and lobster all day. Don't forget to slow your Sundays down with a slow roasted prime rib special for only $19.99. Or get your fried chicken fix for only $9.99. All meals are also served with hush puppies, home-baked bread, honey butter, a side salad, plus another side of your choosing.
Chesapeake Seafood House in Springfield. Come taste what everyone is raving about.
After my surgery, I was worried about getting back up and running. Planting season's just around the corner. I knew I'd need some therapy, and Doc recommended I go to Bounce Back. Did you know they have everything right there in one place?
At Bounce Back, we offer state-of-the-art therapy equipment. Our highly trained staff and therapists will design a program with specific, realistic goals to fit your individual needs. We will get you back home quickly to do the things you love.
Thanks to the Bounce Back team, I've rehabbed, recovered, and returned to planting.
Bounce Back is only at Liberty Village or Shelbyville Manor. Call us in Clinton at 217-935-8500 or Shelbyville at 217-774-2111.
Neighbors are friends, and life is carefree, simply the finest.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
They promise absolutely nothing every day but information, conversation, and smiles. Now, let's get back to Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. And also live on the free download, free-to-use DecaturRadio.com app for your phone or tablet.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM, online at DecaturRadio.com.
Up talk!
All right, menopause miracle.
Okay, before we hit that, something just binged in my head. If you do have a lot of joint problems, particularly in your knees and everything, gentle walking, actually moving your joints gently and swimming, those kind of exercises, that's another thing that you can do. Stay away from sugar and all that kind of stuff. So I'm still kind of thinking about all the things that you can do for joint health. So, yes, I'm going to talk quickly about Prayer Morifica. I like to bring Herb of the Week. So we're kind of doing that as another segment of the show. And again, Prayer Morifica, it's Trifica. Actually, I think my brother and sister-in-law still love me because of this, and not because of all the other stuff that I've done. But this is absolutely phenomenal for a little over $20 a month. I would tell everybody, you know, talk to your doctor, but this is worth a try. It's a phytoestrogen. It's a plant estrogen. It comes from a population with the lowest incidence of breast and other cancers, northern Thailand. It's been revered and used for over 700 years. It's in the ancient text. It's a fountain of youth, adaptogenic, tonic type herb. And again, it's not what we would call a true adaptogen because there's certain parameters on that. But as soon as they get all the studies in, I think it will classify as that. There's been a lot of recent studies out of Thailand and Asia on this particular product. If you do have estrogen-induced breast cancer, this is something that, again, your doctor may not understand about it because they don't know a lot about herbs. Some do. But this one is really phenomenal because it's a phytoestrogen. It's very cleansing. It's deoxymiroestradiol. That's a deoxymiroestradiol. It's what we call a mirror estradiol. So it's, it's an isomer. It's a reverse of the real estradiol, which really causes a lot of problems with the breast cancer and so forth. So it's very cleansing. It's a phytoestrogen. It's a plant estrogen. It goes in and cleans out the bad estrogens, gives your body what it needs. It even is good for the osteoporosis. It's good for your cardiovascular. some of the things on there, which I thought was really interesting, that's known, and again, there's more research being done, but it's known about this, is that it can thicken and darken your hair. It's good for your skin. It gives you more energy. And again, it really helps with the menopausal symptoms, the hot flashes, the night sweats, the irritability.
Irritability.
That's why I think a lot of the husbands like me, and now I'm in big trouble. And the brain fog. You know, there's a lot that goes along with menopause. You just do. Obviously, you don't feel very well, and you get kind of run down. This is really a phenomenal product. Now, I have more of my mature customers will even take just like one pill a day. You can take up to 4 or even 8 pills a day on this starting out. I've had women that have like the radical hysterectomies, and they really need that estrogen in their body. But this is a phenomenal product.
It's called what again?
Prayer Morifica. We have a couple different brands that I really like. And it's absolutely phenomenal. Since you spoke up, Doug, and
oops,
what does a cucumber? Stump Doug. Time for Stump Doug.
Okay.
Stump Doug. Stump Doug. Okay, here we go.
1 minute.
One cucumber contains what?
Enough for me to have a meal.
B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, and C, as well as folic acid, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc. So it does have a lot of good stuff. What would eating beans regularly do for you, Doug?
It would cause Scott to quit.
Lower your risk of colorectal cancer and coronary
really?
Heart disease.
Okay.
Yes, and
that has an impact on coronary disease?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Beans?
Yes.
Like Campbell's?
Just beans. Just beans.
Okay.
All right. Omega-3s found in pumpkin seed boost what? What are they
libido.
Good for? Oh, man, I wish. I would. No, well, actually, pumpkin seeds are good for your prostate, but it's very good for cognitive function and help prevent memory loss. All right. We are located.
See, I got lost in the menopause fog a few minutes ago. I haven't been able to follow you since.
Yeah, I actually tried that.
What, the menopause fog?
Yeah, because it's supposed to thicken and darken your hair. It didn't do anything. See? No, didn't work. And it's actually it's a breast enhancer too.
For those who don't know, Mike has basically
no hair.
At this point.
Yeah, I have eyebrows though.
Okay.
All right.
And facial hair.
Yes. 217-429-1555. That's 1555. We're located at 1405 Merriman Lane here in Decatur, Illinois. 62521 if you need a zip. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com. Coming soon, shopmerryman.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S.
Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey,
we'll
it was my
Thursday.
Pleasure. Good morning, everybody. Okay. Herb Talk.
All right, that's it with Mike King for Herb Talk. Right now we get to Jeff Nally. He's got a look at agribusiness news here on Talk 101 FM. First look at agribusiness news brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois.
I'm Jeff Nally of the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. U.S. and Mexico not able to come to an agreement yesterday on immigration.